Blog Talk Radio.
Go to my website, thefreeamplified.com. You can call.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the moment somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Situations come to also be a part of this experience. Naturally, it is a great pleasure and privilege to have my devoted wife, my sister and brother, and among the many other friends, my close associates, the one who has been the dearest friend to me in this struggle, Ralph David Abernathy. I would also like to say just a word about the many courtesies extended by the Norwegian people. I have traveled in many lands and many places over the world. So this morning I would like to use as a subject Paul's letter to American Christians. I would like to share
Mississippi. This is Dr.
King, but tonight I want to come to you. The King of England died, but I want to deal with prophecy for 20, the Seed of Abraham ministry prophecy for 2019, 2020, 22, 23, and 24. Now, as you get ready to read Saturday, Mary, I want you to let you know that the full moon, it really is already started, but it meets its peak on Saturday. And I want those that would like to write me, go to my website, thusseedofabrahamyourwebsite.com, and go to my post office box where you can write me and send what you want. Deborah Marshall, I'm praying for you down in down in Monroe. Mm-hmm. I see you try to get me on Facebook. But I want to say to you tonight, if you got a need to plant a seed, I got a new website, and I don't want to cry it out. And it's money sign Bishop T.T. Turner. Go to, it's new to me, so I'm just working through this. And go to Cash Out and put money sign Bishop and T.T.T. And you send a donation. I want somebody to send me a couple of dollars. I would like for you to send $9. I just want to see it getting through. I want to work with nine. This is the ninth month. I want to work with the nine for you, nine wonders of the world, the nine miracles of God. And if you just do nine, go to Cash Out and hit money sign Bishop T.T.T. And you do that. I just want to know, is it working? Because it's the question I just got it up. But this is the prophecy I want to give out to all of you tonight. Okay, I'll get your pencil. But prophecy one, this is prophecy one. This prophecy is 2019, 2020, 22, 23, going into 24. I'm going to take my time. There will be a big meeting in Washington from people coming from Chicago, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Mississippi, Alaska, and all over the United States, the Midwest are coming to talk about this climate control, talking about what can they do in order to do it. It's going to be a national emergency. And it's going to go into 2019 for this stuff to clear up. Okay, let me say 2019, 2020. 23, 24, just to clear up. I want to say this in. This is prophecy number two. There will be a death in the Supreme Court. One didn't happen in 2019, but that one will happen in 20, going out of 2022 and 23. That's somebody in Supreme Court. What's going to happen if I see a death? The Abaddon, which is the death angel, hanging around that. Because justice must come, and the ancestors is moving in a way where you would know. So I'm going to say this in the Supreme Court and Washington, D.C. Before this year out, going into 23 and 24, you're going to see a death out of Supreme Court, and there's a death coming out of Washington, D.C. There's a death. I'm dealing with Abaddon. There's a death. The queen just passed, but also a top figure in America gonna die. Okay, one black, one white, one Hispanic, and one out of Hollywood, one out of Washington, and one might be down south. And these deaths gonna happen before 2023 go out. Okay, going into 2024. A lot of stuff. Now, this is prophecy number three. There will be mass floods in Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Illinois, Indiana. Now, these mass floods taking a place. Now, what I want to say to you, place where you never heard, you're going to hear about floods. Okay? When we talk about Atlanta, when we talk about Alabama, and when we talk about Mississippi, Louisiana, and now as we get ready, this is prophecy for 2020 going into 24. Now, this, and I said Illinois, did I say Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota? You're going to see in Denver, you're going to see in South Dakota, dust storms. And these are prophecies going into this year. This is the ninth month. This is the angel Raphael. I'm going to give you some information on that. But I'm going into prophecy number four. That would be an earthquake in China. Also Italy. And that will be going into 22, 23. That would be an earthquake coming. This is in China, Russia, and there will be a tsunami over in some parts of the foreign country. There's not going to be a drought and a flood over in Africa. Take this stuff down. I'm giving you prophecy. Prophecy number 5. Trump will be found out in 2019, some of the stuff he did in 2019 and 2022, and it's coming out in 2024, that the foreign government got documented papers that they don't supposed to get, they ain't supposed to see. Now, it's going to come out. It ain't out yet, but it's going to come out. It started coming out in 2023, but 2024 and 2025, it's going to be out. Everybody will know. Now, what happened with the wall where people were scammed with the brick? That was did in 22 and was did in 2020. But it was did in 2019, 22, but here's 22 is coming out. And you ain't see the worst of it. Some more going to come out, and there's some lawyers and some people involved that you're going to see that's going to blow your mind. That's prophecy number 5. Prophecy number 6, every person should begin to change their diet, begin to eat more vegetables, more fruits, and whole grains, because there's so much mishealth that's going on. And with COVID-19, it's because of the diet. Your sweet potatoes you need to eat. You need to eat whole grain food, because a lot of the food, because of so much of meat consumption, because they're eating bats, they're eating snakes, they're eating everything that they're eating. When you go to Galatians, it tells you that you need to eat herbs. Revelation chapter 22, put that down. Tonight I want to deal with Galatians 22 and Revelation 22, herbs. So there will be different berries that you need to change your diet for your health. If you don't, you're going to die an early death with cancer, TB, all kind of diseases that because of man have strayed away from the teaching of God. Now, prophecy number 7. There'll be an earthquake and a flood in California, and an earthquake in Chicago going down through Missouri, one in the latter part of Texas, Russia, Alaska, Hawaii, and China, Italy, and India, and there's going to be a flood in Middle East countries. This is probably for 2022, 23, and 24, and 25. Now, what I want to say to you, in going into 25, they're going to have machines they can hook up to you, and they can find out what's wrong in your body. And in 2025, they're already trying to go to the moon to set up a station on the moon. This is what's happening right now. Because in 2022, what's happening, Bishop? There's lots of evil going on, and there's a lot of people on drugs. There's more people on drugs than anything you ever seen. So we're running into a whole class of people on drugs. And the drugs that they get on, they can buy them in Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, and them green, that as they buy them, it's messing with their DNA, messing with their mind. So they're messed up. So what we're running into now, young folks got assault weapons because Washington would not ban the assault weapons. So I'm going to prophesy this to you. If your school that your kids go to, they had a bomb threat here in the suburbs of Chicago, but now you need a metal detector in the school. Kids are coming to school with knives and guns. The teachers in fear of their life. And we're going to have some more shooting because Congress, the Republican Democrats, have refused to ban the assault weapons. The assault weapon has no place in Chicago, Detroit, no place in Atlanta. Those not as mean as used for war, not on the streets of America. Until the Congress get together and make it right, we're going to have more killings. It's more guns out here than people. Y'all hear what I'm thinking about? It's more guns out here than people. There's guns everywhere. So what would you do? We got to get rid of the stuff on that. That is the divine word of God. Now, this is the month of September. Kids going back to school. Teachers going back to college. I want you to read the book of Enoch, and I want you to write down Exodus 23 and 20, where the angel will come to you, and Israel, Hebrew 11 and 1, St. John 12 and 32, St. Michael, and you read St. Matthew 6, that we seek first the kingdom of God, and get ready for Gabriel to come, John 12 and 32. Now, the angel is Raphael. This is the healing angel for you this month. If you can claim your healing, I curse cancer, TB, tuberculosis. I claim tonight your healing. Because if God can't do it, there ain't no medicine in the drugstore can do it. You got to go natural. You got to go directly back to the roots, to the herbs, sweet potatoes, greens, red beans, and stuff like that. A divine healer. Let me read this in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all the host of angels, we do invoke the healing spirit to protect people that listen tonight. St. Peter 2 and 24, let the word of God put on the full armor, the word of God, and rebuke the sickness of cancer, cataracts, tumors, high blood, and any kind of cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, whatever. I rebuke it in the name of the Almighty God and the angels and the ancestors. Ashe. So I want you to get ready to embrace a healing. You got to let go and let the Almighty God, the prophecy of the Almighty God say all is well. You got to reach high up for God to bless you tonight for you to receive your healing. As you meditate, Ashe, as you get ready for God to bless you, God's going to put an angel in your vibration. God's going to put an angel in your vibration to bless you tonight. Isaiah 55 and 11, St. Peter 2, 24, St. Matthew 8 and 17, Galatians 3, 13, James 4 and 7. These are meditation scripture. Romans 8 and 2, Ecclesiastes 6 and 11, Psalms 112, verse 7, St. Mark 11, 24, Psalms 91, verse 1, Psalms 91, verse 10, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God did not give you the spirit of fear. Don't fear nobody. Hebrews 4 and 12, Matthew 6, 33, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteous. When you seek God in the right way, when you say, I am a God, I'm healing, reason you have turned your back from God. And the evil is taking over. I'm praying for every family, lost mother, sister, brother, grandma, great-grandma. I'm praying for you tonight that God will bring you out of what you're in, and God will bring you to the next level. I'm going to play a little bit of Dr. King. We're going to get ready to talk about what's happening. Revelation 12 and 7. God, this month, just a nice month. This is the month for you to scream, I'm healed. This is the month for you to claim your financial blessing. Somebody money tied up, I'm loosing as I speak. Now, what I want to say to you, the Spirit told me to work with nine. I want you to send a seed of $9. I could have said 900, but the Spirit said nine. Go to Cash Out and I want you to put money sign Bishop TTT and hit cash out with $9. That's all I want, $9. And I want that $9 to be a blessing to you because this is the 9th month. I want to work with the spirit. We're going to have flood and storm. It's three hurricanes coming back to back. It's one already going out to San Diego. There's another going to hit down around Mexico and going down Florida. So in the Midwest and the Mideast and out on the coast and around New York, you're going to see the hurricane coming in. I just want you to write this stuff down. When it comes, the bishop told me it was coming. Prayer, change that. The divine word is 9. Read Psalms 9. Micah Feast Day, let me tell you what Micah Feast Day. Micah Feast Day is 9/29. And we're going to do something on Micah Feast Day. I got a word for you on Micah Feast Day. So St. Michael Feast Day is 9/29, and there's a blessing coming to you. You got to understand, I don't care how busy Abaddon, but Michael and Gabriel run the show. And Metatron is over everything. Mother Mary is the king, is the queen angel. And matter of fact, the Queen Elizabeth died, and she passed on. And I just want you to know she did a good job as a young age. A lot's going on, but a lot of people is free. I say. So we're going to get into that. And I'm going to listen. I want you to listen to some of the stuff that Queen Elizabeth, what happened to Queen Elizabeth, where you might be a part. Because we're up on what's happening. We keep things current. Whatever happening in the world, we on top of it. So I want to tell you, we on the top of everything that's going on in our world. When we on top of it, Queen Elizabeth, she passed on, but she left a legacy that people need to talk about.
And December 1936, a moment that forever shaped a young girl's life. After ruling less than a year, King Edward VIII abdicated the throne to his brother.
A new reign began in Britain as the Duke of York was crowned King George VI,
making King George's eldest daughter, then Princess Elizabeth, known as Lilibet to family, next in line to the throne. 10 years later, marked a marriage. The couple would go on to have 4 children. In 1953, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned, the first to be broadcast live on television.
A story of a queen who wrote bright pages, the story of the year.
The queen kept a busy schedule of diplomatic duties, traveling across the globe more widely than any other monarch before her, meeting with just about every U.S. president since being crowned. With no political power, the queen wielded the influence of a figurehead. In her private life, things weren't always easy. Her 40th anniversary on the throne, marred by separation, divorce, and estrangement in her children's marriages, and a fire at Windsor Castle.
It turned out to be an endless for rebellion.
Then in 1997, the death of the people's princess. Through it all, Prince Philip was, in the queen's words, the strength and stay of her reign. He died in 2021 before his 100th birthday after more than 70 years of marriage.
It's been one of the great royal romances, I think, of history.
In London, I'm Riley Carlson.
That was they was talking about Queen Elizabeth and the stuff that she had did and brought on. So it's important for you to understand what's happening across this country as we go to talk about the queen and her, how she was over this country, how she all over the world was recognized, and how old, and she was old. She wasn't young. She lived her life, and I think that
Victoria Murphy has been following the news since the very beginning.
got word officially there, 6:30 p.m. UK time. So, Victoria, describe where exactly you are now. I understand there are people flocking to Buckingham Palace, just wanting to leave a flower, a note, standing up and remembering through the night their queen.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, when the news was announced this afternoon, I think there was a huge sense of shock. We had, of course, an inkling it was coming because of that statement that was put out earlier on today, but I think there was a feeling that seeing the Queen just 2 days ago looking so smiling in that photograph, this had just happened really suddenly. And I think no matter how prepared you are for a big historical moment like this, and even though we knew it would come eventually, I think there's a sense of shock here this evening. And what we've seen since that announcement was made, despite this absolutely horrific weather and constant rain, we've just seen people...
And people come.
In a way, I didn't have an apprenticeship. My father died much too young. And so it was all a very sudden kind of taking on and making the best job you can. It's a question of maturing into something that one... and accepting the fact that here you are and it's your fate. Because I think continuity is very important. It is a job for life. She was the longest serving monarch in British history. For 70 years, Queen Elizabeth was a figurehead for her country and the Commonwealth. She led the church, guided her family through often turbulent times, maintaining her dignity and composure. Her first instinct is always to perform her duty.
I think she must have been the most successful monarch we've ever had. To have reigned for so many years and to have kept this extraordinary institution going for so long, and through such extraordinary changes, there she was, the rock that the people could look up to.
April the 21st, 1926, joy bells rang throughout the empire. The royal union was blessed. Princess Elizabeth was born.
She was born a royal princess, but was not born to be queen. As the elder daughter of the Duke and Duchess of York, she was third in line to the throne. A seemingly idyllic, carefree and sheltered childhood with her younger sister Margaret. But her destiny changed at a stroke when she was just 10. In 1936, her uncle Edward VIII abdicated from the throne in order to marry the divorcee Wallis Simpson.
I have found it impossible to discharge my duties as king without the help and support of the woman I love.
The abdication crisis would remain a powerful influence throughout her life.
Literally overnight, her world changed. Yes, her father was now king, and that certainly wasn't expected. But of course, she immediately became his heir, next in line to the throne. And by all accounts, Princess Margaret typed up, oh, so you're going to be queen now. And Elizabeth said, well, yes, one day. And Margaret said, for you. This was dramatic beyond all measure. I mean, this was the end, really, of a carefree childhood.
With Elizabeth educated at home by tutors, the royal family was a cheerful emblem of Britishness as war drew near. It was during the Second World War Princess Elizabeth gave her very first address to the nation.
God will care for us and give us victory and peace. And when peace comes, remember, it will be for us, the children of today, to make the world of tomorrow a better and happier place. My sister is by my side, and we are both going to say good night to you. Come on, Margaret. Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.
During the war, the children were living at Windsor, but the King and Queen stayed at Buckingham Palace.
For the King and his family, war came to shatter the world for a second time. The King was untiring in his efforts to lend encouragement throughout the long years of struggle. He stayed in his capital. His home indeed was a target for the enemy.
The Princess was allowed to join the Auxiliary Territorial Service, the ATS. Becoming becoming the first woman in the royal family who was a full-time member of the armed forces.
At an MP training center, Princess Elizabeth, now a second subaltern in the ATS, has been on a 3-week course of instruction.
On Victory Day in Europe, she appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace with her family and Winston Churchill.
Today is Victory in Europe Day.
She later danced on the streets with the crowd, pulling an officer's cap over her eyes so that nobody recognized her and Princess Margaret.
I remember lines of unnamed people drinking arms and walking down Whitehall, all of us just swept along on a tide of happiness and relief. I think it was one of the most memorable nights of my life.
I need smart solutions to get the most out of every day. So I switched to Swash laundry detergent with the precision pour cap. Just flip, squeeze, and swash off automatically, pouring only what you need. Swash, the smart way to wash.
What you Disney's Pinocchio and new Skechers Hands Free Slip-ins have in common? You will love them, and that's no lie. Get ready for adventure. Introducing new Skechers Slip-ins. Easy, hands-free footwear for the whole family. Just step in, and off you go. There's no bending down and no touching your shoes. Yeah.
During that time, she had been writing to a distant cousin, a young naval lieutenant, Prince Philip of Greece.
As a midshipman, he'd taken part in the Battle of Cape Battleback.
She met Philip Mountbatten when she was just 13 years old on a visit to Dartmouth Naval College. His uncle, Lord Mountbatten, encouraged the match. The palace wasn't happy. He had German ancestry, no property, and limited financial means. In July 1947, the engagement was announced.
The royal family and Princess Elizabeth's fiancé have permitted these special film studies to be made in response to the rapidly mounting worldwide interest in the forthcoming royal wedding on the 20th of November in Westminster Abbey. Princess Elizabeth has won a special place in the hearts of the people of this country and of the Dominion.
Their wedding later that year lifted the post-war gloom of austerity. Within a year, she gave birth to a son, Charles. Like her, he was brought up by nannies. For a brief period, the princess enjoyed her role as a naval wife, especially when Philip was posted to Malta. But it was cut short by family tragedy.
Once again, he seemed to be on his way back to health. And when he went to London Airport to say farewell to the Princess and the Duke, he appeared to be better than he had been for many weeks.
The commentary belied the gravity of the King's condition. He was dying of lung cancer. It was January the 31st, 1952. This would be the last time they would see each other. 6 days later, he was dead. The news reaching Elizabeth on safari in Kenya.
When we were there, it was sort of three-room shack balanced on the top of this giant fig tree. She'd gone up that ladder of the princess. And she came down the next morning very early as a queen because the king had died in the night. But I think we were the last people in the world to know.
In June the following year, the coronation, hundreds of thousands of people lined the route to Westminster Abbey. And at the beginning of the television age, more than 20 million watched the pageant.
Into the forecourt of the palace and through the gate comes the gilded coach, 2 centuries old, bearing the young queen to her crown. The huge wave of cheering travels with her, pouring along the mall as though it would lift her and carry her on her way.
Thank you.
promise and swear to govern the people of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
I solemnly promise and swear to do.
Reign with a six-month Commonwealth tour, the start of her biggest task, downsizing Britain's role in the world. She felt the Commonwealth should move away from ideas of empire and become more about friendship, equal rights between nations and races. She always felt strongly about it and being ahead of it.
When she became monarch, the Commonwealth was eight nations, simply eight. And so the Queen and the Commonwealth, in a sense, they've grown up together. And you only have to see the Queen at a Commonwealth meeting to realise the affinity that exists.
Her value to Britain as a symbolic ambassador was incalculable. As well as hosting a few tyrants, Mugabe, Ceausescu, the Queen got to meet every American president bar Lyndon Johnson. She went riding with some, was winked at by others.
You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
You're near, she says.
She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child.
Her reign coincided with great social change. In the midst of the Silver Jubilee celebrations, the punk revolution, a time when some became less deferential about the monarchy, questioning its value. The Queen was delighted when Charles announced his engagement to Lady Diana Spencer. The public and the media entranced.
I'm amazed that she's been brave enough to take me on. And I suppose in love.
The wedding was a global television event that put the monarchy's popularity at its peak. But increased media intrusion and the breakdown of the marriage, as with that of Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, was to profoundly wound the institution and shake the Queen herself.
The 1990s, really, we see the clash of the monarchy and the media. The tabloid newspapers were, you know, absolutely full of stories of the relationship breakdowns of Charles and Diana, Fergie and Andrew, the divorce of Princess Anne. It was all there. And this was really when the royal family imploded. And from being an asset, suddenly the royal family became toxic.
There was a time when summer's gifts filled us with gravity, when lighthearted laughter filled the air, and the rolling green meadows eagerly awaited the pleasure of our company. There was a time that reminded us of what it means to be connected, that those we cherish.
1992 was a year of crisis for the royal family. An intimate book was published about Diana's marriage to Charles. And then a fire broke out at the Queen's favourite home, Windsor Castle. It later cost £36 million to repair. And after public resistance to footing the bill, the Queen started to pay income tax for the first time.
1992 is not a year on which I shall look back with undiluted pleasure. In the words of one of my more sympathetic correspondents, it has turned out to be and Anna or Rubidius.
When Diana was killed in a car crash in Paris, criticism of the royal family fell on the Queen herself. She had received the news at Balmoral. The family set off for church as usual that Sunday morning. But at the service, there was no mention of Diana. At Buckingham Palace, in accordance with protocol, no flag flew at half-mast. The Queen was not in residence. She remained in Scotland with her bereaved grandchildren, provoking strong criticism.
It was a difficult decision for them as to how to handle it. The immediate thought was, how do we protect these two young boys who have just lost their mother? And the immediate instinct, and I think this is a very human thing, is to circle the wagons and look after those boys. And I think that was the instinct of the Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and all the family up at Balmoral.
Under pressure to act and on advice from the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, the Queen returned to London and on the eve of the funeral gave the public what they wanted, a personal expression of grief.
What I say to you now, as your queen and as a grandmother, I say from my heart. First, I want to pay tribute to Diana myself. She was an exceptional and gifted human being. In good times and bad, she never lost her capacity to smile and laugh, nor to inspire others with her warmth and kindness. I admired and respected her for her energy and commitment to others, and especially for her devotion to her two boys.
A few months later, the Queen and Prince Philip celebrated their golden wedding anniversary year. Both uncharacteristically spoke openly about their lives together. Philip gave a rare insight into the qualities that made their royal marriage a happy union.
Of course, after 50 years of experience, I find there's a great temptation to give advice. The trouble is that no two marriages are quite alike. However, I think that the main lesson that we've learned is that tolerance is the one essential ingredient of any happy marriage. It may not be quite so important when things are going well, but it is absolutely vital when things get difficult. And you can take it from me that the Queen has the quality of tolerance and abundance.
In 2002, the Queen lost her only sibling, Princess Margaret. And then, just 7 weeks later, her mother. But despite the sadness, it was also a landmark year for the Queen, as 2002 marked her golden jubilee, 50 years on the throne. The combination of events led to an upsurge in support for the monarchy. The affection for her at an all-time high when she became the unexpected star of the opening ceremony of the 2012 London Olympics.
Queen Elizabeth did a lot for America and opened many doors. And opening up them doors, it made her to be a different woman.
Wow, we're
and she talked about so much here. She did. I think it's an important thing to know.
In a way, I didn't have an apprenticeship. My father died much too young, and so it was all a very sudden kind of taking on.
Well, let's go back to London now. Joining us live is the host of Piers Morgan Uncensored. Piers Morgan, nice to talk to you this evening. Apologies for the circumstances. I think...
Good morning and welcome to the special edition of today. We are mourning Queen Elizabeth II, who has died at the age of 96. This is a live shot of Buckingham Palace as we go to air, where thousands are gathering in shock and a little disbelief.
This is how it all unfolded. At 9.30 last night on Australia's east coast, 12.30 in the afternoon in the UK, the palace issued this statement. Following further evaluation this morning, the Queen's doctors are concerned for Her Majesty's health and have recommended she remain under medical supervision. The Queen remains comfortable and at Balmoral.
Within 2 hours, the royal family rushed into action. Prince William, Andrew and Edward flying into Scotland. Charles, his wife Camilla and sister Anne were already there. The media watched on as the royals arrived at Balmoral, their faces solemn. Prince Harry, also seen arriving as the world learnt the news we didn't want to hear.
At 3:30, the palace released this statement. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral. The King and the Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow.
And half an hour later, this from the new King, Charles III. The death of my beloved mother, Her Majesty the Queen, is a moment of great sadness for me and all members of my family. We mourn profoundly the passing of a cherished sovereign and a much-loved mother. I know her loss will be deeply felt throughout the country, the realms and the Commonwealth and by countless people around the world. During this period of mourning and change, my family and I will be comforted and sustained by our knowledge of the respect and deep affection in which the Queen was so widely held.
It was, of course, only on Tuesday that we saw the Queen greeting the new British Prime Minister at Balmoral. And 3 days later, Liz Truss spoke of her shock at the Queen's passing.
The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built. Our country has grown and flourished under her reign. Britain is the great country it is today because of her.
As she said, the United Kingdom is in shock, and this is a scene outside the palace where black cabs are lining the streets for a moment of reflection. The people across the UK devastated.
The Queen was everything I'd grown up with. She was iconic. I was called Sally Elizabeth because I was born in the year of the coronation.
We've lived in England for a long time, which is very emotional. So I wanted to pay some respect. It will be very, very, very difficult being without her. We all love her so much.
Oh, you really feel it, don't you? In the centre of London, people are stopping for a moment at Piccadilly Circus, where the Queen's image has been put on the big screen, Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II, 1926 to 2022.
Australia is also reeling this morning. This is a live look at Sydney Harbour Bridge, where the flags are flying at half-mast. That's a scene replicated right across the country, and our Prime Minister speaking a short time ago.
This is a loss we feel deeply in Australia. Queen Elizabeth II is the only reigning monarch most of us have known and the only one to ever visit Australia. And over the course of a remarkable 7 decades, Her Majesty was a rare and reassuring constant amidst rapid change. Through the noise and turbulence of the years, she embodied and exhibited a timeless decency and an enduring calm. Her Majesty served our nation and the Commonwealth for 70 years.
Lovely words from the PM, the Governor-General, also addressing the nation. When I reflect on my own memories, and she was my Queen for my entire life, I think of Her Majesty's dignity and her compassion, her dedication and her work ethic, and her selfless and unwavering commitment to those to whom she served. To us.
And in the last few moments, Australian Premier has spoken.
Her Majesty has been one of the greatest examples of dedication and service in human history. For the entirety of Her Majesty's life, she has very much been a shining light to people around the world.
Well, while the Queen was a public figure for her entire life, she was also a mum and a grandmother. This tribute from Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. I'm heartbroken by the passing of Her Majesty the Queen. She leaves behind an extraordinary legacy, the most fantastic example of duty and service and steadfastness, and a constant steadying presence as our head of state for more than 70 years. She has given her whole life selflessly to the people of the UK and the Commonwealth. To me, she was the most incredible mother-in-law and friend. I will always be grateful to her for the generosity she showed me in remaining close to me, even after my divorce. I will miss her more than words can express.
And this from the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, shutting down their website with this message. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, 1926-2022. Let's bring in Royal Editor at the Daily Mirror, Russell Myers, who joins us now from London. Russell, I mean, we've been seeing all morning, it's not just the UK, the whole world is in mourning.
The Washington Examiner launched a new initiative titled Restoring America.
Well, good morning, Ali. And aren't they just? I mean, it's not just the scene that you're witnessing outside Buckingham Palace or Balmoral Castle. The pain of the Queen's death is being felt the world over. And I think that the outpouring of emotion in grief is absolutely palpable. You could see the pain not only etched on the royal family's faces as they were rushing to try and be by the Queen's side as she was in her final moments, but when you're looking at the people gathering outside these palaces and speaking to people as we have been today, it's an absolutely tremendously sad event, of course.
And what is it, Russ, you know, that is behind that? I mean, she was 96. We knew that she was unwell, yet there is this overwhelming sense of sadness and shock from people.
Well, there is. I mean, even that the pictures that we saw of the Queen looking fairly frail on Tuesday, she welcomed the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
And he joins us now live from London. Dickie, I know it is a difficult day for everyone in the UK.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't.
It is difficult, but one's got to be incredibly pragmatic. And it's interesting, isn't it? Prince Philip died on the 9th of April 2021. The Queen died today, the 9th of September 2022, 17 months later. I don't think she ever really recovered from the loss of Prince Philip. He was a liege man for 73 years. And when you've lived that long with somebody, depended on them, depended on each other, it was a tremendous loss. You saw this lonely figure sitting, because of social distancing during the COVID epidemic, of sitting alone at the time of his funeral. She did cut a lonely figure. We've seen her gradually, unfortunately, deteriorate, getting very frail, having mobility issues. And we saw that delightful picture a couple of years ago of a meeting her 15th Prime Minister, Liz Truss. What a difference 48 hours makes.
Dickie, I wonder if you can shed any light on what just happened in the last couple of hours, and also just the process of what will be taking place behind closed doors. Let's start with just what happened, first of all, with who was around her as she passed.
Well, in the
last few hours of her life, the doctors were there, and the statement was released just before lunch today, saying they were concerned for her.
There was no official the service of her people, and I think she absolutely fulfilled that.
Queen Elizabeth ascended the throne when she was just 25, when the country was still rebuilding from the devastation of World War II. She became the people's anchor through social upheaval, labor unrest, and even scandal. A figurehead and a pop culture icon.
She was so uncomplaining and slow to anger and had a really dry sense of humor that I think in a world that has changed so much over the last 70 years, she was a point of continuity.
Worry grew Thursday when the royal family said doctors placed her under medical supervision. All four of her children and her grandsons, Prince William and Prince Harry, rushed to Scotland to be by retreat, Balmoral Castle. Hours the family announced Queen Elizabeth died peacefully. The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built. New Prime Minister Liz Truss was the first member of the government to receive the news. The Queen appointed Truss to the role 2 days ago in what would be her final public appearance. Britain is the great country it is today because of her. She was the very spirit of Great Britain, and that spirit will endure. Immediately after the Queen's death, her son Charles became king, saying in a statement, "During this period of mourning and change, my family and I will be comforted and sustained by our knowledge of the respect and deep affection in which the Queen was so widely held." President Joe Biden sharing his affection for the Queen with the staff of the British Embassy in Washington, signing a condolence book.
"She was an incredibly gracious and decent woman. The thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth in their grief."
Britain is now in an official mourning period leading up to the Queen's funeral. That will be held at Westminster Abbey in about 10 days, guys.
Jenna, thank you. Well, 63 years ago, Queen Elizabeth and her husband came to Chicago for their one and only visit.
Billie Jean Shannon Halpin has that story. July 6, 1959, Chicago welcomed Queen Elizabeth II with all the pomp and circumstance fit for a queen.
"Well, I was 13 years old. And I recall going with my parents to Buckingham Fountain where the reception was."
John Daly was there with his family, including his dad, Mayor Richard J. Daly.
"She was only in Chicago, I think, for 14 hours, but then the dinner didn't say going to a dinner that size of the Congress held in black tie at 13 years of age was quite a memorable event."
During her first and only visit to the Second City, Queen Elizabeth toured the site, visiting Navy Pier, traveling down Michigan Avenue, touring the Art Institute of Chicago, and a dinner at the Conrad Hilton Hotel. Daly fondly remembered a minor gaffe from that night.
"Then it was realized that my dad was in the wrong spot. So she said, it's in the paper too, saying, 'Mr. Mayor, you're over on this side.' And it's obvious, she's pointing to him to go to the left of her."
But Daly said the Queen was polite and discreet over the minor mistake. Qualities she will be remembered for.
"She managed, I think, skillfully, you know, perhaps fitfully at times, but skillfully over the course of her reign, to marry both the tradition of the monarchy and her role as a modern woman."
For those of British origin who were in Chicago when the Queen passed, it was an emotional realization. "I feel like having a king is quite different to having a queen."
"And hoping, something, the king. And those changes, I think, for a long time will feel very strange."
But the memory of Queen Elizabeth and her visit to Chicago will live on.
"What I thought was the respect and love from the city of Chicago. And she said that as she left, 'Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Chicago.'"
That evening, the Queen boarded her ship with fireworks blasting. According to the Tribune, the trip cost the city about $75,000, which would be about $700,000 today. In the newsroom, Shannon Halligan, WGN News.
Well, continuing coverage throughout all of our newscasts on the death of Queen Elizabeth II. You can always read more at WGNTV.com and get breaking updates through our free WGN News app.
Well, the Bears met with their potential new neighbors in Arlington Heights tonight.
Some at tonight's meeting thrilled at the idea of the team coming to the suburbs, but others worry about who's going to foot the bill. WGN's Dana Rebic live in Arlington Heights with that. Dana?
Well, several hundred residents came out for this two-hour-long meeting tonight. More than half of that time consisted of a presentation by Bears leadership. The rest of the time was a Q&A session. Residents able to write comments on cards that were then read aloud, many of them concerned, as you mentioned, about the cost of this project and impacts on traffic.
Well, good evening and welcome. Thanks for coming out to the community meeting about a potential Chicago Bears development at Arlington Park.
The Bears organization hosting this meeting tonight to discuss the plan to move the team to Arlington Heights.
We felt it was important to get in front of you in these early stages to share the progress we've made to date and get your feedback.
On Tuesday, the Bears released renderings and more information on their vision for a dome stadium and surrounding entertainment district to be built on the 326-acre Arlington International Racecourse property on the corner of Route 53 and Northwest Highway. The plans include a hotel, sportsbook, restaurants, open space, commercial, and housing, giving the team the chance to host events like the Super Bowl, Final Four, and year-round concerts.
I think the stars are lined up for the Bears. They've never had an opportunity like this specifically. Arlington Park going out of business, and that property is a jewel.
The Bears say the project would create 48,000 construction jobs and more than 9,700 long-term jobs and have a $9.4 billion construction economic impact, generating $1.4 billion annually. The village of Arlington Heights would see annual tax revenue of $16 million, $9.8 million for Cook County, and more than $51 million for the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I think short-term it will be a great impact, but long-term, we're looking at long-term, our chamber. We're looking at the kind of revenue, kind of income stream that could bring the businesses that suffered the COVID, lost employees, and just lost income, especially our Hispanic businesses.
However, the Bears have not laid out a solid financial plan for the project, saying only they would fund the stadium portion, but seek financial assistance for the rest.
Why ask residents of Arlington Heights to have their property taxes increased to pay for infrastructure improvements? It's not our place to say that taxes for Arlington Heights property owners won't go up, but they may be for reasons that have nothing to do with this site.
Being a loyal fan, I want to see them here. And frankly, at my stage of life, why not spend the money to do it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from the mayor. And I'd like the mayor to say, to get up and say, you know, I unequivocally will not have anything to do with raising property taxes as a result of any portion of this project.
And again, these are very early stages. It's still unclear at this point where this public funding would come from. As far as concerns about traffic tonight, we did hear some new details on upgrades to infrastructure around this property. We are told there would be new entrances to this potential stadium off Euclid Avenue and also new off-ramps built on Route 53 and underpasses under Northwest Highway to try to ease some of that traffic congestion. Live in Arlington Heights, Dana Rebic, WGN News.
Thank you, Dana. Developing tonight, dozens of migrants arriving in Chicago from Texas this week are now staying at a hotel in Burr Ridge. 54 people, mostly from Venezuela, many with small children, taken from Chicago to a hotel in the southwest suburb. The mayor of Burr Ridge says he knew nothing about it, criticizing Mayor Lightfoot for not giving him a heads up, just as she didn't give him notice from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I will tell you, I'm still upset that I still don't know who's making the decisions here. In a smaller way, I'm in the same position that she was put in.
Governor Pritzker's office saying they chose that particular hotel because it housed refugees in the past. Breaking news from North Suburban Zion tonight, where there's reportedly been a police-involved shooting.
WGN's Jewel Hillary is there joining us with the latest tonight. Jewel.
Hi, good evening, Micah and Ray. The Zion Police Department, as well as investigators from the Lake County Sheriff's Office, have been here in the 2800 block of Gabriel Avenue in Zion for the past several hours now investigating this police-involved shooting. Now, authorities tell us that police were called to this neighborhood around 6:20 tonight when a woman in the area called police because she says a male relative who she had an order of protection against was trying to break into her home. When officers arrived, the man pulled a gun out facing officers. Authorities say the man refused to drop the gun and fired off shots. That's when the suspect ran about a block west with the gun. An officer caught up with that suspect and shot him. The man was taken to Vista East Medical Center in Waukegan, where he was pronounced dead. The Lake County Major Crime Task Force is on scene to conduct an independent investigation into the shooting. Results will be turned over to the Lake County State Attorney's Office for their review and determination. As more details become available, we'll definitely bring them to you. For now, live inside, I'm Jewel Hillary, WGN News.
Thank you, Jewel. Up next, Chicago police are announcing charges against a driver accused of running a man down in a deadly hit-and-run in the West Loop.
Some changes coming to our weather. We could see rain by the end of the weekend. Demetrius Aubrey back with forecast next week.
Does Artemis have a new launch date? What we're learning at the 10:20.
Tonight on GM Sports, the Bears fine-tune their plans for the 49ers, and the Sox road trip moves to Oakland, and Bears Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher joins us. And it's do or die from the skies. They host Sunday.
Bring to the community. On the heels of this meeting organized by the Bears, the Village of Arlington Heights will soon be announcing its own community forums to get resident input. In Arlington Heights, Eric Hong, ABC 7, Eyewitness News.
Eric, thanks so much. Down to attend tonight, Gun Rights Group is suing Highland Park in Naperville over bans on the sale of assault weapons. The National Foundation for Gun Rights said that the lawsuits were filed on behalf of residents. The ban in Highland Park has been in effect long before the 4th of July parade shooting, and Naperville's ban was just approved by its city council last month. We have reached out to those cities for comment.
Up next right here, dramatic video of a massive fire ripping through a Chicago building.
And the investigation underway tonight.
And as you head out the door tomorrow morning and grab that cup of coffee, it's going to be nice and cool in the 60s, but a big warm-up tomorrow afternoon, back into the mid-80s. Another warm day on Saturday, then some rain chances for the rest of your weekend. We'll talk about that coming up.
Calls and voicemails claiming to help you get student loan forgiveness. Jason Knowles and the ABC 7i team looking into the suspicious messages.
Why would I need your company?
Coming up next. Dear road rivals, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. No cost, maintenance plan. Me, Doug, and Ford charge extra for me. At Toyota, we take care of my rivals. Join us. Toyota. Let's go play.
In fall for Chicago, there's no place like waking.
Don't miss your chance to defy gravity at the Needlelander Theater from September 28th through December 4th. NBC Nightly News calls it the most successful Broadway show ever. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com to get wicked.
Through Monday, Darwin celebrates hard work with 55% off, an extra 10% off savings manufacturers, a $55 instant discount, and 0% APR financing for 55 months. Held over through Monday at Darwin.
At Patrick, when we promise, we're there for you. We need you. Right now, get the Patrick promise of 0.9% financing on select makes and models, including our outstanding selection of popular electric vehicles. At-home delivery or custom ordering available. It's an exceptional experience we call a Patrick thing. Visit one of our showrooms or patrickcars.com today.
Taking care of you every day. That's the Patrick promise.
Introducing the one and only.
Where are you?
He's Tokyo.
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 Dear road rivals, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. No cost, make it way. Me, Doug, and Ford charge extra for me. At Toyota, we'll take care of our drivers. Toyota. Let's go play.
Introducing the Disney Plus they offer.
updating breaking news tonight from Chicago's South Side, where investigators are working to figure out what sparked this huge fire. It broke out at a vacant commercial building in the Arlen Gresham neighborhood. So far, no one was hurt.
Well, tonight our I team is investigating suspicious student loan calls. These are calls and voicemails that claim to help people to qualify for the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program.
Consumer investigator Jason Knowles tonight looking into those voicemails and finding out what you really need to know to determine if you qualify for loan forgiveness.
Some borrowers could get up to $20,000 in debt erased. The U.S. Department of Education says that loan forgiveness could happen automatically, or you can soon apply on the agency's website. So why are people getting suspicious student loan calls offering help on debt cancellation? The IG found you may want to ignore those calls.
I'm just giving you a call in regards to your student loans. I do have you pre-qualified here for repayment options.
They are two similar voicemails.
Looks like for possible loan discharge or the forgiveness program. It is just imperative that we go over the details as soon as possible, just before your status expires. But I will keep it in a pending status for now.
Received by ABC7 employees who may qualify for the student loan forgiveness program.
So it looks like for the forgiveness program, complete loan discharge or partial loan discharge, it is just imperative that we go over the details as soon as possible.
They left different callback numbers, but when I returned the calls, I was routed to the same call center with this greeting.
The Biden administration announced that forgiveness plan for all federal student loans.
Left a voicemail about student loan forgiveness, so why would I need your company? Several other representatives also hung up the phone when I said I was a reporter with ABC7 in Chicago. One representative agreed to be recorded. What I was wondering is why do I need your services to qualify for the forgiveness?
Department of Education offered these programs. They know that there are a lot of people out there trying to get loans out. The Department of Education is here. They're done things to get education at the same time.
The representative said he could help people qualify for student loan forgiveness and make the process go faster. He also said he was offering a loan consolidation service for a fee. Remember, you don't need anyone's help to enter the government's forgiveness program. The U.S. Department of Education says you either qualify automatically or you file an application when the process opens up in the fall. In a general alert about all calls, the Federal Trade Commission said scammers are capitalizing on the popularity of the forgiveness program and that no third party can guarantee eligibility or help you speed up the process.
I knew that I was going to be subject to $1,000. A reduction of my loan.
Illinois State grad Ethan Lesher says he figured out that he qualified for loan forgiveness after going to studentaid.gov, part of the U.S. Department of Education.
It'll help me a tad, but it'll be like a chip on a window. It's not a lot.
The consumer cybersecurity company Aura says if you get a call out of the blue, it's likely someone trying to get your personal information.
And of course, you'll be super excited. You want your $10,000. And in order to help you with that process, they'll ask for personal information, your bank account information, your social security number, your credit card numbers, and a whole bunch of other interesting stuff.
The Better Business Bureau also has reports of similar calls and voicemails, but it wants people to know they should ignore them. You can find out if you qualify for student loan forgiveness and get updates from the Department of Education by going to our website. Jason Knowles, ABC7 Eyewitness News.
All right, Jason, thanks so much. Let's get back to our weather forecast with Larry. Larry, it's supposed to get some up and down temperatures coming and maybe a little rain along the way, too.
Yeah, that rain's going to move in on Sunday. Not a complete washout, but there's going to be rain at times on Sunday, and it turns cooler for the second half of the weekend. But tomorrow, another gorgeous day, sunshine, mid-80s for highs, up to 86 on Saturday, a few more clouds, but mainly dry through the daytime hours on Saturday. There will be some rain chances Saturday night. And then into Sunday, we get those rain chances to be with us with a high of only 72 on Sunday. So let's talk about the timing of this rain. So here's our future cast. I'm going to set the clock at 7:30 or right around 7 o'clock Saturday evening. There'll be a cold front just to our west and some moisture coming up from the south. We'll be dry through the at least mid to late afternoon hours on Saturday, probably through most of the evening. But then as we head into Sunday morning, some showers will be with us. And as we head toward noontime, that's kickoff time for the Bears, there's probably going to be some showers in our area. So if you're heading to the game, plan on at least getting wet for at least a portion of the game. I'm not thinking there's going to be a lot of lightning, but there's going to be some rain around throughout the day on Sunday. And this area of low pressure is going to stall out just to our north on Monday. And we'll get another wave of rain to spread in during the day on Monday. Won't be until Tuesday morning until the system moves out. So we've got a couple days with periods of rain Sunday and also into Monday. Today, though, we've seen temperatures climb into the mid-80s this afternoon. We'll be in the mid-80s again tomorrow. You see those rain chances going up to about 20%. That's for Saturday night. Sunday, a 70% chance of rain, and Monday, about a 50% chance of rain. Rain chances drop off on Tuesday. So how much do we get? Well, looking at the European model, it shows we're completely dry through Saturday evening, but then Sunday and Monday, about a quarter of an inch to maybe a half inch of rainfall, slightly higher totals out to the west. The GFS model, a little bit more, some spots getting an inch to maybe two or more inches of rain. So the potential is there for a pretty heavy soaking. We'll just kind of see where the system moves for Sunday and Monday, but plan on at least getting wet at some point Sunday and on Monday. 72 degrees right now, just a lovely evening for us. We've dropped into the 60s in the outlying areas, and tonight we'll drop to the mid to low 60s here in the city and 50s in the outlying areas. 84 was the high today. That's well above average. Average high is 78 degrees. So tonight, mostly clear skies. You get a beautiful shot of the big moon out there. Not quite full tonight. Tomorrow night's the full moon, but really pretty. 84 tomorrow, 86 Saturday. Chance of Monday. A little cooler for a couple of days, then warming back up.
All right, Larry, thank you. The Association of LGBTQ Journalists holding its national convention here in Chicago, and ABC News is a sponsor. Chad Matthews, the president of our ABC-owned television station, is taking part this evening in a fireside chat there, just sharing some stories from his career and offering advice for up-and-coming journalists.
Wonderful event taking place there tonight. Coming up next, the new efforts to block Indiana's abortion law from taking effect.
Weather on ABC7, sponsored by the ComEd app. ComEd powering lives. Go to ComEd.com/app to learn more.
How dependable is your power? As dependable as 2 a.m. wake-up call. Grandpa showing up an hour early. And perfect timing. Because you can count on ComEd to keep the lights on and keep you informed. So your electric service is as dependable as sleepless nights.
Anastasia, the sumptuous fairy tale musical, is one of the most gorgeous Broadway shows in years. See Anastasia
at the CIBC Theater September 20th to the 25th. Get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com.
Stay warm this season with a free furnace from BBC. That's right, free with the purchase of an AC. Financing available with payments as low as $57 a month. Trust ABC and consider it done.
It's the Walter E. Smith Labor Day sale. Get a $250 coupon plus save up to 20%. Get your $250 coupon from Smith.com before our Labor Day sale ends.
For over 65 years, U.S. Waterproofing's reputation has stood the test of time. If basement leakage is taking a toll on your home, you need an expert you can count on. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
No two sets of eyes are the same, and nothing should keep you from getting the expert eye care they need. That's why we'll cover your cost of your insurance copay or your eye exam. Schedule your eye exam at ProVision.com.
Our past is a mystery. The future is an adventure. Anastasia, the Broadway musical.
New here at 10, Michigan's Supreme Court ordering a petition be put on the November ballot so voters can weigh in on abortion access. Now this, after a judge struck down a dormant state law banning abortions yesterday, months after suspending it.
And a second lawsuit has been filed in Indiana in an attempt to stop its new abortion law from taking effect a week from today. The law would only allow abortion in cases of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is at risk.
We have sports up next. Jim, I think I know what's coming our way.
Well, Alan Carroll, the championship hopes
of the Chicago sky are over as the Connecticut Sun destroy the reigning WNBA title holders with a fourth-quarter blitz and a defense that was just plain stingy. The highlights in postgame next in sports.
But the Avengers have arrived.
The Buzz Lightyear show on Hollywood Boulevard. Keep him alive. Is there anything he won't brag about?
Are you looking to renovate your kitchen or bathroom? I might call and stay with Ivan from AGM Renovation.
Thanks, Mike. Too often homeowners hired the wrong contractor.
Ivan, I see this all the time. Delays, shortcuts, hidden fees, nightmares.
At AGM, we use the top trade in each product to finish on time, on budget, backed by a 5-year warranty.
That's why AGM are the only kitchen or bathroom renovation specialist I recommend.
AGM Renovation.
Well, now get $3,000 off.
And Frank Raven and I agree with that.
They are stopping the overturned Roe versus Wade. Jennifer Ruth Green and the Republicans want a national ban on abortion. No exception for rape or incest. No exception when a woman's life is at risk. Green and the Republicans want to take away every abortion choice and put politicians in charge. Where is our privacy? Where will they stop? Let's stop Jennifer Ruth Green and the Republicans while we still can.
Work, work, work. Hard work should be rewarded. So Darvin Furniture is extending Labor Day savings for one final week with 55% off, an extra 10% off famous manufacturers, a $55 discount, and 0% APR financing for 55 months. Get this sweet essential for just $21.99, or this queen panel bed for just $8.99. Labor Day savings held over at Darvin Furniture and Mattress. Hard work pays off.
Pay from your phone. And with BP Me Rewards, you can instantly get 5 cents off every gallon, every time.
And good evening, everybody. Riding a 19-0 run in the final 4 minutes and 45 seconds, the Connecticut Sun will ride the WNBA's charter jet to Las Vegas from Chicago tomorrow and play the Aces in game one of the finals on Sunday after ending the reigning champion Chicago Sky run as title holder. James Wade coaching in his first game five of his career. Third quarter, the Sky 5-2 as Candace Parker will knock down the three-pointer. She finished with only 7 points tonight. So we go to the fourth quarter. Off the Sun turnover, Kalia Popper is going to get the layup. She had a game high of 22 points. But after that basket, the Sky went ice cold. Jonquel Jones gets the bucket plus the foul to give the Sun the lead. And under a minute left coming up, Courtney Williams is going to hit the jumper. And Connecticut eliminates the Sky 72-63. Ryan Cheverini wraps things up from the Sun Blue.
JR, this is one of those games that just leaves you scratching your head. How did the Sky blow a 10-point fourth-quarter lead when a trip to the finals was on the line?
We felt like we had that one. It was our salute. It didn't go our way. Felt like, you know, all season long we were really good in those moments. But today when it really counted, we weren't. So that's what our coat was called. We left everything out there. It wasn't for lack of effort or passion or anything. We left everything we had out there. It just wasn't enough time.
It's hard to determine what you feel in this moment because it's just a lot. At the end of the season, this time last year, we were headed to the finals, you know, and we pulled a chance. But it's just, I think we'll all be thinking about it for a while.
The Sky managed just 5 points in that fourth quarter, and because of that, their quest for back-to-back titles comes to a screeching halt. From Wintrust Arena, Ryan Cheverini, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Thanks, Ryan. NFL season opener, the Bills and the Rams of Los Angeles, and former Rams Von Miller with an interesting haircut choice for the game. Fourth quarter, 17-10 Bills. Josh Allen pump fakes and scrambles in for the 4-yard touchdown run. Buffalo gets a big road victory, 31-10. Baseball tonight, White Sox in Oakland for a weekend series with the A's. Second pitch of the game, Elvis Andrews with a solo home run to left against his former team.
Next man up is Johan Moncada. All he does is hit a solo home in the left center. He's also got a 3-1 shot, too, and right now it's 10-0 the White Sox. They're in the top of the fifth out there in Oakland. David Ross and the Cubs wrapping up their series at the Reds. Bottom of the eighth, tied at 2. Seiya Suzuki jacks a solo home in the left. That's his 12th of the year, and the Cubs are up 3-2. But we go to the top of the ninth. We're tied at 3, and Jonathan India singles to left. That scores Alejo Lopez, and Cincinnati wins this one. The final was 4-3. Alan and Cheryl will be right back to wrap up our late season.
Menards is the destination for your bathroom project. Save on bath faucets from Moen. Moen faucets give you a lifetime of beauty, reliability, and innovative features. Right now, all Moen faucets are 11% off. Complete the look with Shaw Vinyl White flooring. It has the look of tile or wood and is waterproof and easy to install, making it a perfect choice for your bathroom. Get 11% off all Shaw flooring right now at Menards.
Lexi girls, we've been just trying to build our dream home. We have this really awkward bonus space. I just didn't know what to do with it. California Closets came in and they created something out of nothing. My girls hang out there a lot while I'm doing my laundry, they're there playing. I love that I have a space now that I can create lasting memories with the family. I'm Jeannie, and this is my life with California Closets. Visit the showroom or schedule your free consultation today.
When you've been around as long as we have, you've seen it all.
Well, one thing I thought I'd never see is Illinois state government working again.
It should have worked for years.
We had billions in unpaid bills.
We didn't even have a budget.
But J.B. Pritzker changed things.
J.B. balanced the budget.
He's filling the rainy day fund.
And our credit has been upgraded.
Now I really have to do everything.
J.B. Pritzker, strong leadership for Illinois. Darren Bailey isn't popular with the political establishment of either party because he's from the real world.
I'm proud to be a family farmer. We fix things that are broken, we solve problems, and we grow things.
Like you, Bailey knows what hasn't worked.
Decade after decade of mismanagement in Springfield, back-to-back billionaire governors, and where has that gotten us?
High taxes, high unemployment, and high crime rates. All it's worse is it have to get before we give a practical problem solve or try.
Yes, it's Disney Plus Day Deals on our website. Find out about that.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great night.
New Road Runs. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. Our new car makes life covers tire rotation, engine oil changes, fluid adjustments, and more for 2 years for $25,000. We start charging extra for maintenance. You get this or charging extra for maintenance. At Toyota, we take care of our drivers.
Is there none of our rivals do the same?
Broadway is back, baby, and waiting for you. Become a Broadway in Chicago member and be among the first to see the North American tour premiere of the Tony Award-winning musical MJ, along with the revolutionary introduction of 1776. Yeah, the Tina Turner musical, the Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning A Soldier's Play, and Jagged Little Pill, the Tony Grammy Award-winning musical. Only season members can save up to 58% with exclusive benefits. Start now at BroadwayInChicago.com.
Heavy duty rolling power. To conquer the high road or the off road. The GMC Sierra Heavy Duty, premium and capable. Sierra Heavy Duty models are arriving weekly at local GMC dealers, available for immediate delivery with 0% financing.
Join ABC7 and Chicago's Les Werner ALS Foundation for the ALS Walk the Light Saturday, September 24th. Go online to register today.
Tomorrow, you're going to love this because it'll change.
Tomorrow, laying a Good Morning America concert series, sponsored by CarMax.
From Hollywood, it's
Jimmy, come alive!
Sure.
for this sort of thing, right? Donald Trump is still afloat. He's, according to a new poll, 61% of Republicans say they would vote for Donald Trump in 2024, even if he's indicted, which is completely bananas. Why would you? Re-electing Donald Trump would be like trying to put a burst appendix back in. 40% of independents say they would support Trump if he's charged with a crime, and 8% of Democrats said the same thing, which are Republicans, I get, kind of, a little, I guess, but who are these psychotic Democrats who would not only support Donald Trump, they support him after he got indicted? Because maybe it's people who think it'd be funny to have a president running the country from prison, watch him join a gang, maybe get a little teardrop tattoo under his eye. One of Trump's most outspoken henchmen, Steve Bannon, surrendered to authorities in New York today. He's been charged with multiple felonies, including money laundering, which is definitely the first time in Steve Bannon's life he's been accused of doing laundry.
They will never shut their mouth and kill me, brother. I have not yet begun to fight.
And I will never take a shower either. Steve Bannon, in case you haven't been following this, has been already convicted on charges of duping Trump supporters, getting money to a group he was part of called We Build the Wall. Remember that wall Mexico was paying for? Did you chip in for that?
No, never.
Bannon and his buddies got a bunch of suckers to send $25 million. These people were told it would all go to build a wall. The border, instead, it went to a lot of places, and one of those places was Steve Bannon. Trump pardoned Bannon, which got him out of prison, but that only got him out of the federal charges, not state-level charges. Basically, it's like he put on a helmet and got kicked in the nuts. But only the best people, you know? Speaking of the best people, Kellyanne Conway, who still exists, was busy buttering up the old boss on Hannity last night, where she made what might be the most Kellyanne Conway-ish thing she said yet.
Big minds talk about big issues and big challenges. Small minds talk about other people. And that's what Joe Biden is doing. I've never seen somebody try to engage voters by enraging them, by alienating them.
You haven't? Oh, yeah, we're seeing one guy. I have seen one guy do that. I like to see people who, with the Let's Go Brandon flags on their lawns, are complaining that Joe Biden is alienating or enraging them. But things are going pretty well for the Democrats lately. So the gang at Fox is working overtime to fix that. This is the latest thing they're worked up about. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the cover of GQ this week, and they asked her, the interview asked if she thought she could ever be president. She said she doesn't know. She's seen how so many people in this country hate women, and of course no one was more insulted by that than noted equal rights advocate Tucker Carlson, who even got up early to talk about it with his Foxy friend. I mean, if you're really honest about it, men hate women. Really? It's not male bosses who mistreat female employees. Like, let's stop lying about it. Everybody knows the truth. Women are much tougher on women than men are in the workplace. And that's true. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to say that? I don't care. That's real. And so the idea that she's like an advocate for women, really, in what way?
I don't hate women. I laugh like a woman.
I've been with a giggle that disturbing since Joaquin Phoenix smothered his mother in the Joker movie. This is one of the characters I actually miss a lot of time. While most Republicans have given up on all stolen election nonsense, the MyPillow man, Mike Lindell, is still investigating.
I have really great news.
Oh, terrific. Go on.
Well, I'll call it great news. It's 4%. There's only 4% of those counties so far that cyber guys have looked at that are not compromised. In other words, 96% of all the counties we've went through already, which is hundreds of them, have all been machine manipulated. And this is 100% evidence.
Oh, well, you can't argue with that. It's 100% evidence. I love that he's still going. He's like, if instead of batteries, the Energizer Bunny was powered by insanity.
No, look, I compared it to back in the day when I had to go to jail back in the day, 19 days for violating my monitor for when I was an addict back on cocaine and crack. Well, I'd done all this cocaine before I went into the jail, and they're going to do a test. Well, I took this stuff that's supposed to make your system so you can't detect the cocaine, right? And you take down this bottle. So, well, I just got a ball, right? Well, of course, you're too good. There's nothing bad in your system at all. You know, you're completely clean. Well, that's a big flag. you're too good. So they just waited three or four more hours until that cleared up, and they tested me again, and I failed.
No. And now I'm completely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Is in the other, I don't know. Is the other deputy, sir, maybe the crap had something to do with this obsession he has?
I do want to mention, well, this is something that we've all been looking forward to for years now. We're taking our show on the road again to Brooklyn, New York, from September 26th of this month to the 30th. We're headed to Brooklyn for the first time in 3 years since before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love New York.
There's no place that like New York. This is from the Mets game yesterday. Mets had a doubleheader with the Pirates, and during the first game, a reporter, Steve Gelbs, was in the stands, managed to get hold of a foul ball, and got the chance to meet some wandering Mets fans in Pittsburgh.
No. Did you actually catch that?
I got it.
Did you catch it?
No, it was about a section over, and it bounced towards me.
No.
This guy right here is trying to steal a ball. We're on air right now.
Yeah, but I've never gotten a ball in my life.
I've never gotten a ball in my life. I'm 35.
You got a lot more than 3 years left to get one.
I don't know about that. Not this job.
Look at all these people trying to grab the ball from me.
You got a lot of years left.
God, excuse me, guys. Surrounded by zombies or something. They're still there arguing about the ball.
Try Big Mac Wilderia. One dose, especially when you know your horse will lose it.
now take you from 9 to 9. For max strength nighttime relief, Nyquil-Tipia. Nighttime sickness, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Red Lobster's finest point of fun dining.
When mouth is full and drip is endless, poof foul is the proper way to say, shrimp me. Open endless rip is back. Now it's Argentine Red Shrimp. Welcome to fun dining.
It's getting messy on the beach.
When I got the call, it was the doctor, not the nurse. I kind of suspected there was something not right. She said, there's something wrong with your baby. There's a chromosomal disorder. Most likely, she's not going to survive. We spoke to many, many doctors and decided that the best option for us was an abortion. Derek Bailey thinks that that should have been his decision, not mine, that I shouldn't be trusted with that decision. He doesn't understand what we went through. He wasn't the one who got the phone call saying that our daughter was dying. We were. It's like saying that a family doesn't know what they're doing. Whether it be in the case of fetal health, rape, or incest, women are perfectly capable of making their own decision. Derek Bailey put his beliefs before my health, and I fundamentally disagree with him on that.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing well, Guillermo. Those pants are about 8 inches too long for you.
Yeah, I know, Jimmy. We're going to get them fixed soon.
All right, very good. Well, let's meet our judges, Guillermo. First, he is a three-time member of the NBA All-Defensive Team. He is a brand-new Los Angeles Laker. Say hello to Patrick Beverly.
Hey, Patrick.
We're
starting
out
here, Patrick.
Okay, I'm looking for the
captain.
How you doing,
brother? I'm doing well. You came here from Minnesota, where I imagine there's not a ton of belly flopping going on.
No flopping.
In September.
Yeah.
Patrick, who's the biggest flopper in the NBA, in your opinion?
I'll say me, but we're going to keep that between me.
Thank you, Patrick. Next up, we have a producer, actor, Grammy-winning recording artist. He is next to the Coolio. Coolio, everybody. Hey,
Coolio.
Coolio, when you have a hat like that, is that something you alter yourself? That you cut the little nibs out of the sides, or what?
It depends on the day.
And what are you talking into right now, Coolio?
This is a fan.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a fan. All right. I think you developed your own microphone or something.
It's hot out here, Jim.
Well, you're looking good. I appreciate you being here. Last but not least, you took time out from some very important smoking to be with us tonight, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, by Aunt Chippy. Hello, Aunt Chippy.
I'm good now.
Have you met Coolio?
No, he didn't even look at me.
He didn't look at you, Coolio.
He just looked at the stars.
Yeah, well, we're very busy with that fan. And it should be, ask a quick question. Are your eyelashes double glued on? Because you know you sometimes get wet during this competition.
Triple glued on.
Very good. All right.
Triple.
Let's get the competition started. Guillermo, we've got, Ben Berger, right? Ben Berger, Ben, you look great.
Thank you.
Ben, have you belly flopped before?
When I was younger.
When you were younger. Well, I have a feeling. I don't know. You may run away with this right at the beginning.
Let's go.
All right, Ben. Guillermo, count them down.
3, 2, 1.
Not a bad start. Maybe not as big a splash as we were hoping for. Yeah, there's our replay. Ben, you had, as Ben climbs out of the pool, reminds me of past friends of Rich Monheim. All right, Ben, we may need a lifeguard. Ben, hold on, let's just take a moment and take it in. Ben, be careful to sell. Help him. Ben, well, let's go to our judges and get the scores for Ben. First of all, Patrick, you say that was a 3 out of the scale. Oh, Patrick is tough.
Yeah,
Patrick gives Ben a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Coolio says
6 out of 10. And Chippy says,
I gave him an 8 because
he was pretty tough, but Chippy pulled me out of the weeds there. You got 17. Not too bad.
brand you want, the prices you want, whenever you want. Think it now, for you can always afford the you to the max.
Governor, that you not because of the coronavirus.
What the hell's coronavirus?
You also ruined my career. I just didn't believe all the police today. We're just taking the money from Grammy from the back of the stack. You remember nothing.
It's the final week of Ashley's Labor Day mattress sale. Get a queen mattress for the price of a twin of select Ashley Sleep mattresses. Or get 0% interest for 5 years on top bedding brand. And Monday, only at Ashley.
Now there's even more table games, and more of the slots that you love. More fun at the newly expanded Four Winds Casino South Bend. Even more games. Four Winds Casino South Bend.
Update your floors with Empire Today's $50 room sale. Buy one room, get floors for all other rooms for just $50 each. So when you buy one room, it's only $50 for laminate in the kitchen, $50 for carpet in the bedroom, and $50 for hardwood in the office. There's no limit. Buy one room, and it's $50 for floors in each additional room. Schedule now.
800-588-2300. When you've been around as long as we have, you've seen it all.
Well, one thing I thought I'd never see is Illinois state government working again.
It's been about 3 years.
We have billions in unpaid bills.
We didn't even have a budget. But J.B. Pritzker changed things. J.B. balanced the budget.
He's filling the rainy day fund.
And our credit has been upgraded. Now I really have seen everything.
J.B. Pritzker, strong leadership for Illinois.
You deserve more internet than what you get from just your cell phone. Get free high-speed internet at home at $29.95 value when you qualify for Internet Essentials Plus and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Enjoy more streaming, gaming, and video chatting on more devices for free with unlimited data and a wireless gateway included at no extra cost. No fees, no taxes, and no annual contract. Connect to more of what you love for free with Xfinity and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Click, call, or visit a store to learn more. Illinois is full of people who care and teach and help across the state in every community. Early childhood education and care resources are available for families. Find out if your family qualifies. IllinoisCaresForKids.org.
And then
the final day of Ashley's Labor Day sale. Everything is on sale. Save up to 40% off. Last chance to get your choice queen bed starting at $329. Or get 0% interest for 5 years. And Monday at Ashley.
Get out of here, Tokyo. Now streaming on Disney Plus.
The Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, is with us. And
the host of the Emmys will be here tomorrow. Keenan Thompson and Joe Buck will be with us. We'll have music from Youngblood. Today, by the way, if you aren't aware, today is Disney Plus Day. And to celebrate, Disney Plus is going to give everyone in our studio audience tonight a free year-long subscription to the service. Grab it, kid. Put him in front of the TV and come back in 12 months.
Our first guest is a dasher of dreams and maker of stars who's been passing judgment on others for more than 50 seasons of television. The season finale of his show, America's Got Talent, airs next Tuesday and Wednesday on NBC. Please welcome Simon Cowell.
And I'll tell you something, morning I was on when I heard that the Queen had passed away. I thought, I bet Simon has met the Queen. And I typed it into my computer. And sure enough, you had met the Queen.
I did, about 15 years ago.
15 years ago, you met her at some kind of, what event was it, do you remember?
This was, so this is the British version of Got Talent, and the winner of that show gets to perform in front of the Royal Family. So, on a different show called the Royal Variety Show. And that night, the Queen was there, so I went along and fortunately got to meet her backstage. I mean, it was amazing.
Do you remember your conversation with the Queen?
No, she didn't talk to me.
Oh, really?
No. I was kind of like in awe because you're told, you know, what to say or what not to say, more importantly, and not look and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, my God, I've actually met the Queen. And it was amazing.
I'm having a hard time imagining someone telling you what not to say and then you not saying it.
On that night, I was very well behaved.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you learn to curtsy beforehand? You're supposed to curtsy.
I think I might have done the curtsy at the bow, yeah, which is probably why I was blank. Yeah.
Did you get the sense that the royal family had been watching you on Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, those shows?
Well, like I said, she had no idea who I was. I did meet Harry, though. He used to watch one of my shows, The X Factor, so he used to hang out in my dressing room and watch the show.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, that's the sweetest, nicest guy.
Did they not have cable at the palace?
That shit was allowed.
That's probably why you came down. But no,
he's really cool and just like really normal and polite but charming. Really nice guy.
Did you get this? Will you be invited to the funeral? No, as a prominent Brit?
No.
Will you wear your tightest black formal t-shirt to the...
Well, if I got the invite, yeah, of course I'd go. But they're not going to invite me, Jimmy.
Oh.
Can you ask, is it rude to put in a call?
Yeah,
I'm going to a funeral.
No. Okay. I don't know what the protocol is. I'm not British.
Okay, well, we're on TV. I'll go, please, if you invite me.
Okay, good. All right. I think I will.
I haven't seen you in a very long time. But, it was 2013.
Oh, that's even longer than I thought it was.
Yeah.
You were mean in 2013, and now something has happened to you.
Well, we've all changed, probably.
No.
How you have.
Well, I have, and you have, but no one else has changed at all. Guillermo was wearing the same pants he had on in 2004.
Yeah.
What has happened to you? Have you softened? Parenthood?
It is definitely 100% being a
dad. Is it 100% or is it 90% and 10%?
That wouldn't fly anymore type of thing.
Yeah, I think probably social media, because I never thought when we were making a show and the clips and things perfect.
Right.
If we've done that, no one wanted to see that again. It's on YouTube now and everywhere. So I'm horrified when I see social
media. Are you? Because I have to be honest.